I'm just going to start very quickly with a brief, very brief overview of who we are and what we've done. Pink Stinks is a campaign which highlights and challenges the gender stereotyping in toys, books, online, television, and all the marketing that goes along with that. And it is a campaign about children, that's boys and girls. In 2009, we launched our Early Learning Emergency campaign, which challenged the Early Learning Centre on its pinkification of all things girl, and in fact the gender segregation that they employ within their shops. And actually this is across the high street, really. We were absolutely astounded by the response that we got to the campaign. We had press coverage in over 45 countries around the world, from every continent, and we received hundreds and hundreds of emails from women and men, grandparents, teachers, and most importantly, from children, especially from girls. Oh, I'm a bit nervous, sorry. anyway, it was abundantly clear that we touched a nerve with very many people, and it is fair to say that we had our fair share of hate mail. In fact, I got one this morning, can you believe it, telling me I was a bad mother. That was nice. Since then, we've successfully targeted Sainsbury's and the Prince's Trust, which was the link up with Saint-Tropez tanning lotion. And this is our claim to fame. We got called bad mothers again by Kelly Osborne on Twitter. Hooray. SLAP is our latest campaign, which we'll be launching properly next week, obviously on International Women's Day. And it highlights the damaging messages being taught to our girls and the erosion of a childhood free from the pressures to look pretty, act pretty, and think pretty. It's specifically about makeup and the targeting of younger and younger girls in this growing market. And it will highlight the damage that the marketing of makeup and the normalising of young girls wearing makeup is doing to their self-esteem and their confidence. Right. So in the campaign, we'll be focusing on products which are sold on the high street in stores like Toys R Us and Argos. But we are going to be challenging all retailers to consider just where the sexualisation of our girls really begins. Some of the products that we'll be focusing on are, of course, from Disney. They sell many different packaging, Princess Disney packaging up, Hannah Montana, all sorts of stuff, which is aimed at age 3 and over. And of course, there's plenty of Hello Kitty as well to go along with that. Next page, sorry. So last month, as you saw in the film, Walmart announced that its new range called Geo Girl. And they, you know, to the quote that we have from them, girls are wearing clear nail polish and gloss at age 3 to 5. We find that fairly shocking. And so now by the age of 8, they naturally want a little enhancement. It's really dangerous language. And to even think that our 8-year-olds want enhancement is really quite shocking. The huge irony is that Walmart are going to be donating a portion of all sales from Geo Girl to girl empowering causes. So we might be asking them for some money. we need to be very clear that this is different from trying on your mum's makeup and wearing your mum's clothes and tottering around in her boots, which we probably all did when we were kids. This is the beauty industry teaching our kids at a younger and younger age how to be unhappy with their appearance and how to become the consumers of the future. And to call our children consumers at all, I think, is absolutely appalling. We see it all over the high street. We see it with pamper parties. And we saw last month Vogue magazine with a full spread of 6-year-olds covered in makeup.
So having gone to a birthday party just a couple of weeks ago with my 4-year-old daughter, where all of the girls were given compacts with makeup in as their party bag presents, I did a little thing on Twitter about it, and we got loads and loads of response on there, and I just wanted to read out a couple of them. Personally, I class makeup on children as child abuse. The next one, kids shouldn't be wearing anything on their faces but face paint and masks from the dressing up box. And this one's good. Makeup for children. No, 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 no. It's just wrong. In the US, as it said, 8 to 12-year-olds are the largest growth market for cosmetics, and that demographic is spending $40 million a month on beauty products. As we've highlighted, if it's going on in the US, you can bet your bottom dollar it's coming over here, and it is already here. We are going to be making a submission to the Bailey Review, expressing, which is the government's review about commercialisation and sexualisation of children. And we will be expressing our concerns, because whilst the more obviously sexualised products, and these are the ones that get lots of attention, like padded bras for seven-year-olds and pole dancing kits in Tesco's, the creeping in of these beauty products and the growth of this market is a real cause for concern. Reg will be looking at four things in particular. I'm making this very brief. Sexualised imagery, which is a wallpaper to children's lives, the inappropriate products for children, the way that businesses treat children as consumers and not as children, and finally, how we as parents can make complaints more effectively. But we need all the organisations that are here at Endangered Species to make sure that that review considers these wider and more complex issues and doesn't just focus on the pole dancing kits. And this is an argument which is a lot harder to win, and we know that to our cost, actually, given some of the emails that we do receive.
So with this campaign, we really want to start joining up the dots and taking what we learned from the early learning campaign and doing it a bit better. We'll be looking not only at the products on sale, but talking to your organisations about body confidence, about self-esteem. We want to hear from young people and girls which we have heard from plenty of them. We want to really tell retailers about what we're hearing from girls in particular. We'll be talking to the Girl Guides and the Mental Health Foundation and all other big organisations working on similar issues. And we, of course, want to be looking at the money that's involved, because, let's be frank, it's all about money, and it's all about creating markets where there wasn't one before. We are asking you for your support, please. We want to hear from you all. We want to hear from plenty of men as well, because we really, this isn't a women's issue. This is an issue for everybody. Please do get in touch with us. And we also need people to be active and to be challenging the retailers. Use the word sexualisation, because after the big furore with padded bikini tops, no company is going to want to be labelled as sexualising our children. So we need to be being very, very bold about the language that we use. And we need to define where the boundaries of the agenda are when it comes to the Bailey Review. Because as cynical as we might be about what it can achieve, it's a really good opportunity for us to use our voices.
And finally, I've got 13 seconds to go. I think it's just really important to kind of point out, I'm going to start fluffing now, that we can't just target one element of this, so we can't just go for the fashion industry. I think we need to go across all industries, and it is almost every industry that does this. And we need to not only be looking at one product out of Primark, we need to be thinking about products across the range. We can only do this if we join together and we recognise where there's crossover with our organisations. And we believe that therefore we'll be more likely to initiate the cultural change that we all desperately want to see. Thank you.
At a round table that was convened for last Sunday's Observer, one of the guys from advertising said that every woman who uses makeup absorbs into her skin as much makeup as a big fish every year, okay? We're talking about sustainable bodies on many different levels, and I think if we think about this poison going into our children's skin through their pores from the ages of 5, 6, 7, I think it makes your campaign, or our campaign, even more forceful.